The entire state of Ohio remains under an air quality advisory through midnight Thursday. The National Weather Service says smoke from Canadian wildfires will adversely impact air quality. Agency expects the air quality index to be in the unhealthy for sensitive groups range. Smoke over the area will result in reduced visibilities and poor air quality today. One of two suspects in the fatal shooting of a 19-year-old Canton man has turned himself in. Police say 25-year-old Jason Singletary surrendered Wednesday afternoon and is charged with complicity to commit murder, felonious assault, and discharging a firearm near prohibited premises. Singletary scheduled to be arraigned Friday in Canton Municipal Court. Charges stem from the Tuesday killing of Jordan Horton, who was found under a vehicle in the Skyline Terrace apartment complex on Allen Page Drive Southeast. 16-year-old Savion Monroe, who's charged with killing Horton, remains at large. Anyone with information on Monroe's whereabouts urged to contact Canton Police or the U.S. Marshals Task Force. A reward has been increased for information to help solve a Canton murder almost 15 years ago. 22-year-old Dale Settle of Jackson Township died in a shooting at a home on Hazelett Avenue Northwest on September 22, 2011. Settle was shot outside the home at about 10:30 during a possible robbery attempt. Police said the man was at the home for a Bible study. Two men were being sought in the days after the shooting. The ATF and U.S. Marshals Service now offering $25,000 for information leading to an identification and arrest, up from the previous $10,000. North Canton warning residents after Mayor Matthew Stroya's personal Facebook account was hacked. The city says fraudulent posts appeared Tuesday claiming the mayor's uncle was moving into a care facility and selling cars, iPads, treadmills, watches, and other items. The scam asked buyers to send deposits to hold the merchandise. City officials stress the posts are fake and say the mayor is working with Facebook and law enforcement to have them removed. The city's Facebook page and other municipal accounts were not affected. Residents are urged never to send money in advance or move conversations off Facebook when buying items online. It appears there will be no sale of Schwebel Baking Company. WKBN-TV reports the company reported to the U.S. Court for the Northern District of Ohio Wednesday. Talks have ended without a deal. The company is proceeding with a wind down of its operations. It announced last month it would shut down by the end of the summer, eliminating about 370 local jobs. Spectrum Commercial Finance filed a federal lawsuit seeking repayment of nearly $3.8 million in loans, interest, and fees. Spectrum says lawsuits filed by the Teamsters Union and a pension fund, along with Schwebel's request to limit operations, triggered a default under the financing contract. Two people were arrested after a reported assault in a Youngstown apartment. The alleged incident took place at Tyrell Avenue on the city's west side May 20th. Police say 22-year-old Sheree Whitfield and 21-year-old Rishia Graham forced their way into the apartment and assaulted two other women. The victims were taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center. They told police several women and a man entered the apartment. Whitfield and Graham are charged with aggravated burglary and are expected to be arraigned in municipal court Friday. A 32-year-old woman is being sought on the same charges. A woman told Youngstown police she was shot as she exited a bus Wednesday afternoon. WKBN-TV reports police were called to a home on Mercer Street just after 5:30, where a woman said she felt pain in the back of her leg as she left the bus at Glenwood and West Woodland Avenues. She walked to the home of a friend and called police. Personnel at St. Elizabeth Health Center said they found bullet fragments in the woman's leg. An investigation is ongoing. A Newton Falls woman will serve 5 years probation after pleading guilty in January to conspiracy to distribute and possess with intent to distribute cocaine. 23-year-old Jocelyn Dolan was indicted as part of a group that trafficked drugs from Northeast Ohio as far as Fort Bragg, North Carolina, between October 2023 and December 2024. Investigators allege the group also attempted to infiltrate the Ohio prison system. Undercover agents made drug buys, and prosecutors say they seized firearms, thousands of dollars in cash, and drugs such as cocaine, methamphetamine, and fentanyl. Other charges against Dolan were dismissed in a plea deal. Miller Poultry investing nearly $90 million to expand its Wayne County processing plant in Kidron. The Wayne Economic Development Council says the 90,000-square-foot addition will increase operations by more than 40% and create at least 75 new jobs. The company acquired the former Gerber's Poultry facility last year, where more than 700 people are already employed. The expansion will replace the plant's water-chilling system with an air-chilling process designed to better preserve the flavor of the chicken. Construction expected to wrap up in phases, With a new processing system finished in early 2027, the remaining improvements completed by the end of that year. A married couple that formerly operated a mental health clinic in Franklin County has been indicted for allegedly defrauding Ohio's Medicaid program of $9.3 million for services never rendered. According to Ohio Attorney General Andy Wilson, a grand jury indicted 39-year-old Roberta Achempong and 46-year-old Godfred Owusu-Sikiri on 12 felony charges, including engaging in a pattern of corrupt activity, money laundering, and identity fraud. The couple previously lived in Powell, Ohio, but are now believed to live in Kenya or Ghana. An investigation by the Medicaid Fraud Control Unit discovered fraudulent billing connected to the couple's behavioral health clinic, One Community Mental Health. According to Wilson, fraudulent billing appeared on the accounts of refugees in search of resettlement services. The couple allegedly billed Medicaid multiple times per week for a patient's entire household without the patient's knowledge. Many of the charges were for unnecessary mental health or therapeutic services that were not provided.